Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. Welcome to the dictionary. It's the dictionary podcast. Hello, everybody. My name is Spencer. Please rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts and all of the other places. That would be so, so wonderful. You can share this show with everybody you know. Subscribe to it. Get those downloads right away. First thing in the morning, every day of the week. But when I get to the E's, I think I'm going to go down to 5 times a week opposed to 7 times a week. Oh, it's going to be such a lack of episodes. Everybody's going to be so disappointed. Okay, merchandise, if you want to buy some merchandise, there is a T Public link in the show notes. If you want to join the Patreon for as little as $1 a month, gets you early episodes, that link is in the show notes as well. If you want to email me, dictionarypod@gmail.com, go ahead and email me. Social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Dictionary Pod. Just one at symbol, Dictionary Pod. And Google Voice number, call it, leave a message. If somebody actually does this, I will put it in an episode if they want me to. 917-727-5757. Oh, let's see, I think, oh, and then if you have any jokes for specific words, starting with the letter E all the way through the end of the alphabet, go ahead and email me your joke, dictionarypod@gmail.com. Tell me the joke, whatever kind of joke it is, I don't care, and let me know if you want me to credit you or not when I read it in the episode. Okay, let's read the words. Hopefully there was a guest yesterday. I have been talking to somebody about that, so hopefully there was a guest. Yes, there was a guest, and at the time, we decided to actually skip the very last word in that episode, which means I now need to add it into this episode. So, the new first word is drain, the second form of drain, D-R-A-I-N. It is a noun from 1552. 1. A means, as a pipe, by which usually liquid matter is drained. That's how the liquid is drained, by a drain. 2a. The act of draining. 2b. A gradual outflow or withdrawal, and the synonym is depletion. It's like your energy is being drained. Don't drain me! 3. Something that causes depletion. The synonym is burden. 4. An electrode in a field effect transistor toward which charge carriers move. And it says compare to gate and source. This looks like it's all about the electricity. So gate, source, drain, they're all related somehow. There is a phrase, down the drain. And that is to a state of being wasted or irretrievably lost. To a state of being wasted or irretrievably lost, down the drain. Oh, sorry, you have been lost. We will never get you back. You are down the drain. We are not going down the drain into the sewer to come get you. So, bye-bye. Okay, my sound effect, what am I going to do? It's like a... Whoa! And I might change this up. Drainage. Drainage. Noun from 1652. 1. The act, process, or mode of draining. Also, something drained off. Lots of things need to be drained, but specifically, when I think of drainage, I think of the water in the street goes down into the drain. Hopefully nothing is coming out of the drain. It's supposed to go into the drain. We don't want any poopy water coming out. 2. A device for draining. The synonym is drain. So I guess the drain is also called the drainage. And then also a system of drains. All the drains together, they make a whole drainage system. I don't want to go down there. 3. An area or district drained. That whole area is called the drainage. Let's see. Yeah, there's no etymology because I think it's pretty clear. It's tagging on to the word drain, which I have not read yet in the previous episode. But you will absolutely have heard it already because you're listening to all of these in order, aren't you? I thought so. Whoa! The next word is drain pipe. One word, noun from 1857. A pipe for drainage. It's pretty clear that's where the drainage goes. Don't try to squeeze yourself in any of these pipes. I know some of them are big enough for a child or an adult, but don't go sticking yourself in any pipes. That's just a bad idea. Oh! Next is Dre's test. Two words. The first word is capital D-R-A-I-Z-E. Noun from 1980. This is, it's just one definition. A test for harmfulness of chemicals to the human eye that involves dropping the test substance into one eye of a rabbit without anesthesia, using the other eye as a control. Oh my God, this is the worst. This is called also Dre's eye test. Damn it, you John H. Dre's. That's the one who made this test. He was an American pharmacologist who died in 1992. I'm sure he was like, yeah, let's fuck up these rabbits' eyes and make them feel tons of pain. Great. Yes, I understand that you have to learn the harmfulness of chemicals to the human eye, but you can also just say, like, let's just not put any chemicals in there. I'm really hoping that with technology, we can create artificial eyes and things that don't require live animals to be tested on. This cannot be fun for the rabbits. There is a great stop-motion short stop-motion animated thing all about, I guess it's medical and makeup testing on rabbits. So I will probably put a link to that in the show notes. Oh, if I had to pick the worst word of the episode, this would be it. The damn Dre's test. Okay. That's how that makes me feel. The next word is Drake, D-R-A-K-E. Noun from the 14th century. It is a male duck. That's it. I mean, yeah, it's from the old High German word, I don't know how to say this, Antraho, and it means Drake. It probably just means the male duck. A male duck is a Drake. Oh! Dram is next. First form, D-R-A-M, noun from the 14th century, 1A. It says, hey, buddy, go see the wait table. There's no information here. Go to the wait table in the W's, and you can learn about what a dram is. How much does it weigh? How does it relate to other weights? I don't know, something like that. 1B, the synonym, is fluid dram. We do have ounces and fluid ounces, so here's dram and fluid dram. Ounces are weird because they can be fluid, they can be weight is ounces weight, and I feel like there's even a third one. I mean, if you, yeah, I don't know, I can't think of it now, but at the very least, we got weight and volume. And then, of course, I think with like cups, why are we getting into this? There's a difference between, you need a fluid measuring cup and a dry measuring cup. What's the difference? Can't they be the same? They're probably pretty close, though. 2A for dram, a small portion of something to drink, just a little bit. And then 2B is a small amount. This is from the Middle English Dragum or Dragma. I'm hearing static. Is that my ears, my headphones? Is that actually going into the recorder? I don't know. We'll find out later. Let's see. It's from Anglo-French. I guess it's also dram or drachma, which means dram or drachma, from the Lower Latin dragma. So many words. Here we go. Greek, drachmi, which literally means handful, from drasisthai, which means to grasp. And I do remember not that long ago we had drachma, and it was all related to dram and weights and those types of things. So that's where it's from. And you could spell it also, I think, D-R-A-C-H-M, dram. Or how did they pronounce it? Did they pronounce it something else? That's dram. Dram, dram, dram. Okay, next word. Oh! The second form of dram. Oh, this one is pronounced dram. Dram. Noun from 1993. This says to see the money table. And what is this abbreviation? Is this Armenian? Let's see. Oh, no, I didn't go far enough. A-R-M. Wait a minute. Where'd my abbreviation page go? Is it right? Here we go. It was one off. A-R-M. Yes, Armenian. So this is from the Armenian, or I guess it is the Armenian word dram, which literally means coin, money, coin or money. Also from the Greek drachmi, which means drachma, and drachma is also, in addition to dram and weight, it is also money, like coin. So that's dram. Oh! The third form of dram is an abbreviation for dramatic or dramatist or dramatist. Which one do you say? I'd say dramatic, and then I guess I would say dramatist, right? Or dramatist? I think either one of those is perfectly fine. Next is dram again, all caps though. You can also pronounce it DRAM, which I feel like is probably more accurate. Noun from 1980, a type of RAM that must be continuously supplied with power and periodically rewritten in order to retain data. The way that I'm reading that makes it sound like it's constantly being rewritten over so it can retain data, but if it's being rewritten, then how does it retain the data unless it's being rewritten with the same information? Then it can retain it. I don't know. This is very old. Clearly, you know, with computers, we are using RAM, but I don't know if this is something, a specific type of RAM that we're still using over 40 years later, or if it's just old. It says compared to SRAM, which maybe that one's pronounced SRAM. SRAM. So the D stands for dynamic, and RAM stands for random access memory. DRAM. Oh! Next is drama, or some people will say drama. D-R-A-M-A. Noun from 1515, 1A. A composition in verse or prose intended to portray life or character, or to tell a story usually involving conflicts and emotions through action and dialogue, and typically designed for theatrical performance. The synonym is play. Compare to the words closet drama. Did we read that in here? Oh boy, I don't remember. How many times have you heard me say that? Did I read a word? I don't remember reading that word. Why would I remember all of these words? Let's see. Let's look at closet drama because, man, you'd think that I would remember this. Okay, let's just look right here real quick. Closet drama. Drama suited primarily for reading rather than production. It's like you can just read it in your closet. Why you gotta be sitting in your closet to read it? I don't know. I probably said the same thing last time. It's not to be produced. It's just to be read. That's very interesting. So, drama, this one is specifically kind of describing a play, because it says the synonym is play. Life or character, tell a story, conflicts, emotions. I mean, yeah, this is just your standard kind of story, to put it very basically. 1B, a movie or television production with characteristics of a serious play. And the example of one of the characteristics would be conflict. You do see conflict in almost every single plot, story, drama, anything it is. There's almost always some sort of conflict. That's sort of the point or part of a story, is that there is a conflict. But we have broadly a play, movie, or television production with a serious tone or subject, as in a police drama. Yeah, I mean, definitely for myself, and I think for most people, if you hear the word drama, you're thinking of something that is more serious in tone. This is not the type of movie or TV show that I typically want to watch. They're fine. Obviously, there's plenty that I like and have loved and will watch. But in general, I'm going to pick something a little bit more interesting or exciting over a drama. Not that a drama can't be exciting, but it tends to just be, you know, more serious and not as much fun. And I want fun. I like fun. 2 for drama. Dramatic art, literature, or affairs. That's a lot of stuff right there. Art, literature, and affairs. Or affairs. Doesn't have to be all at the same time. 3A. A state, situation, or series of events involving interesting or intense conflict of forces. This is not talking at all about a play or a movie or anything. This is literally like an actual event happening, a state, situation, or series of events involving interesting or intense conflict of forces. Oh, I mean, you look at the news, every single one of those just about is some sort of drama. 3B, dramatic state, effect, or quality, as in the drama of the courtroom proceedings. Ooh, it got so heated. It got so heated in the courtroom, there was lots of drama happening. The person who was being convicted of murder stood up and yelled at the judge and then ran around naked. That would definitely cause some drama. So this is from the lower Latin word, also drama, from the Greek word. It doesn't show the Greek word, but maybe it's also drama, and it means deed or drama, from the word dran, D-R-A-N. Now, is that Greek? That might be Greek too. And that means to do or act. It's very generic and broad definitions. Drama. Yeah, I don't know. We kind of said all the things, right? I mean, there's the movies and things that you watch, the art that has been created called drama, and there's the drama in real life. And I do not care for much drama in my life. I like to keep things pretty chill. And yeah, I don't like to get into conflict or anything like that. I am not... Oh, well, we'll hold off on that. Okay, moving on to the next word. Oh my God. Oh, ooh. Dramamine is next. Capital Dramamine. This is a trademark, and it is used for dimenhydrinate. Dimenhydrinate. That is Dramamine. I think... Will people use this when they go out on a boat so they don't get seasick? Maybe also planes, so they just sort of chill out and zonk out because they're a nervous flyer. I think that's what... Those are probably the most two most common places where people are using Dramamine. It's so you are not dramatic. The next word. Oh! Okay, my sound effect is all very exaggerated ways to be a drama queen. That's the next word. This is two words, actually. Noun from 1979. I was just having fun with the sound effect. You know, drama queens, they're going to make different sounds because they're all unique in their own way. This is a person given to often excessively emotional performances or reactions, like, oh! That's the sound of a drama queen. Oh yeah, I mean, I think everybody knows at least one drama queen. You're like, why are you reacting so emotionally to that? What? Just chill out. Just chill out. Don't be such a drama queen. Drama king is not in here. I don't know why we don't use that one. Or drama prince or princess? Can we just say a drama person? I don't know. Drama queen just sounds fun, I guess. Next word. Oh, boy. I don't know how else to... My brain is like, nope, you focus on one thing and you can't branch out. You can't get creative with this. What else can we do? Oh, that was different and fun. Fun and fine. Dramatic. Ugh, feeling so dramatic. That's the thing. I'm not particularly a dramatic person. This is an adjective from 1589. One. Of or relating to the drama, as in a dramatic actor. They are relating to the drama in the story that they are acting in. 2a, suitable to or characteristic of the drama, as in a dramatic attempt to escape. Suitable to or characteristic of the drama. I guess it's they're acting suitable in that specific situation, attempting to escape. Yeah, you probably want to be kind of dramatic in that case. 2b, striking in appearance or effect, as in a dramatic pause. That was very striking. I would like them to put in another example for the striking in appearance. Yes, there are people or things or animals or buildings, anything that can be dramatic looking. I can't think of somebody off the top of my head who is dramatic looking. I am the opposite of dramatic looking. I think I just sort of fade into everything else and I look like everybody else and people don't even notice when I'm there. I am not dramatic in appearance. 3 is talking about an opera singer. Having a powerful voice and a declamatory style. Compare to the word lyric, L-Y-R-I-C. In this case, I'm going to guess that that might be more of an antonym than a synonym. Yeah, dramatic, powerful voice. They're going to talk real loud and have a whole bunch of good lung power. And they're a declamatory style. They're declaiming, what's the word? They're talking out loud real good. That's good English. And then lyric, this one I'm guessing is more of a light style, a lyrical style, not so big and dramatic. I think they might be opposites. Dramatically is an adverb. Ah! That was done so dramatically. We have synonym information. Dramatic, theatrical, histrionic, and melodramatic mean having a character or an effect like that of acted plays. You gotta sort of overact sometimes in a play because you gotta act to the person who's at the very back of the audience. And, you know, if you don't have, like, microphones and things, which they often don't, you gotta project. Okay, dramatic, specifically, applies to situations in life and literature that stir the imagination and emotions deeply, as in a dramatic meeting of world leaders. Theatrical implies a crude appeal through artificiality or exaggeration in gesture or vocal expression. Very theatrical. Crude appeal, though. Yeah, this is definitely, you know, where you want to sort of overact or overemphasize, maybe be a little less realistic. There was an example, a theatrical oration. So you're speaking, you're giving a speech, and you give it very theatrically. Histrionic applies to tones, gestures, and motions, and suggests a deliberate affectation or staginess, as in a histrionic show of grief. This word I am not familiar with. I have heard it, but I never really knew what it was. So, let's see, tones, gestures, motions, deliberate affectation. So this is where, like, yeah, maybe you're putting on maybe a dialect, an accent, something different with your voice and your body, staginess. This seems similar to theatrical, but it's different, I guess. Not entirely sure how. Tones, gestures, and motions. Well, I guess someday we'll get to the word histrionic and we can learn more specifically. Melodramatic suggests an exaggerated emotionalism or an inappropriate theatricalism, as in, made a melodramatic plea. Please, oh my God, please listen to this podcast. I just can't take it anymore that there's nobody listening to this podcast. Ugh. Was that melodramatic enough? There are movies and things that are called melodramas. I'm sure that will be in this book later. And yeah, they might not like sort of overact exactly in that way, but the subjects that they deal with can be a little bit maybe exaggerated. There was that recent one, I think Julianne Moore was in it, and it was sort of a modern melodrama. A lot of them, I think, are a little older. It's not my favorite style in the world, but I do remember it. It was, you know, good story, well acted, visually, I think, was very interesting. I remember, like, the colors popping. So I don't know if that's part of melodrama, but it's a little bit like a soap opera. Okay, one more word. Oh, the agony. I'm being such a drama queen. The last word is dramatic irony. Noun from circa 1907. The synonym is just the 3B definition for the word irony. That's going to be a fun thing to talk about. Hey, I'm starting this conversation now. If you are an expert on irony, are you an ironologist? Contact me if you know somebody who's would be good to talk about that. I wouldn't be able to do such a great job by myself, but I'm really hoping that I can get a lot more guests on this show in the future. Okay, so yeah, we just can't talk about dramatic irony because we haven't gotten to the word irony, and that's just how it's going to go. So, gotta pick a word of the episode. We had today drainage, drain pipe, Dre's test, definitely not picking that piece of shit, Drake, dram, drom, dram, DRAM, drama, dramamine, or dramamine, drama queen, dramatic, and dramatic irony. Huh. Well, what have we here? I kind of want to pick dramatic as the word of the episode, just because, you know, I am not a dramatic person, but if you want to, you know, put on a little show, I think it's can be kind of fun to be dramatic, just for silly sake, maybe, or, yeah, I don't know, or to act, just if you're, yeah, I don't know. How do we sing a song? Let's sing a song about dramatic. This song is so dramatic. I'm feeling so dramatic when I'm singing this song. Oh my God, the emotions are running through me. I'm dramatic. I hope I didn't blow out the mic there. Okay, I think that is going to be it for today. Thank you very much for listening. Please go ahead and tell all the people you know about this show. And maybe someday we can, you know, actually, I don't know, get more guests on, make it so I can put more time and effort into this show, maybe do some live episodes. I would love to do that. Don't think there's enough of an audience yet. Okay, this has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.